I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching our weekly broadcast of I Love
Islam.
Islam. Alhamdulillah, we're back here again with the kids in the studio. Alhamdulillah, it's Sunday. You're watching this program. Please stay tuned. Watch this program till the end. So without any delay, let's quickly go straight to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Right then, it's quiz of the day. Are you ready for the question? Are you sure? Come on then. Let's see what's the question for today. The question is, where is the blessed shrine of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz? Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where is the blessed shrine, the resting place of one of the great super personality of Islam, great wali of Allah, a personality many Muslims commemorate and celebrate in this blessed month of Rajab, the great Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where is his blessed shrine? I think it's a tough one. What do you think? Is it easy or is it hard? Don't just sit there and watch the program. This is your program. Be involved, inshallah. Right, now it's time for us to move to our first segment of the day, which is My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Alhamdulillah, this is the time where we get a chance to learn so many beautiful things about our religion, about the beauty of Islam. And today we have a wonderful topic. But before I introduce the topic to you, I forgot to introduce the guests in the studio. So come on then, let's see who's joined us today in the studio. On my right side, we have the famous Norman Raza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Norman Raza?
Alhamdulillah, I am fine. What about you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well as well. Thank you for asking. We're going to go on this side. We have, mashallah, we've got Baba Hassan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Hassan?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the day?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. You want to read a kalam today?
Yeah.
InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Okay, we'll be ready anytime. We'll call you anytime. So just be ready.
Okay? InshaAllah.
MashaAllah. And next to you, next to Baba Hassan, we have Baba Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can I please have a smile? It's Sunday. Sunday is a smile day. Every day is, oh, mashallah. May Allah keep you smiling. Subhanallah. I think, you know, because you're smiling today, we should have a segment about smiling. What do you think? That's a good idea, isn't it? What your challenge is, you have to keep smiling until we start that segment about smiling. Ooh, that's a tough one.
That means there's a segment about smiling in this episode.
There might be. That's a clue. There might be, I didn't say for 100%.
I'm not going to forget.
We're going to find out in a bit. MashaAllah. By the way, I believe you had a competition with Brother Arkam. You were counting how many programs he attends without disappearing.
But now he's on zero.
He's still on zero.
He now started he's on zero. Zero. And I'm on like 3 or 4.
What number are you on?
I'm on like 3, I think. No, 2 or 3. Something like that.
You have to choose one number.
3.
Make your mind. Are you sure? Why did you choose 3?
But now you're on 0 now.
I got to 10 once, so I won.
Okay, then let's do
I think if you get to 10, then you get to level 2 then.
Yeah.
I'm on level 2, you're on level 1.
Ooh,
so, the first one that gets to 50, the first one that gets to 50 wins.
Oh, that's a good challenge. It's a new year. It's a new year around the corner. Sure. Next program will be in the new year. And the challenge is from you two, who gets to the 51st?
Who came to more programs in 2025?
Oh, that's a tough one, you know. I think you're going to lose. Who came to more programs? Who came to more I Love Islam programs in the month, in the year 2025? Was it you or Arkam Bhai?
Not me.
Are you sure? I think it was you.
No, I don't think it was me.
Why?
I don't think
there was something special we did for a month.
Ramadan.
And you came like maybe every day.
Oh.
And that just pushed
but
you.
But then I disappeared on
you disappeared
because I was going to Pakistan at the end of the year.
But still, you know, that month that you came here, that just made up for everything.
Technically, my
I think yeah, it's gonna go back, it's gonna work out. Okay, next week I wanna see a paper, yeah, with all the calculations there. Let's see if you can go back in the year. And go into them weeks and see if you're there or not.
No, that was well too hot. That is going to be well too hot.
So you like easy things?
No, I don't have great memory, that's why.
You don't have great memory? You do. You got great memory.
No, I don't think so.
You do. Come on, Baba Ali. Come on, may Allah bless you. Alhamdulillah, we're just having fun here with the kids. May Allah Ta'ala bless all them. And today, inshallah, we're going to start an important topic. I'll mention the topic first. Then we'll listen to a kalam. I'm going to give you the kids here. I'm going to give you 4 words. Are we ready? I'm going to give you 4 words and you need to give me the final word of the title. The title is Be a Hero of
Smiling.
Ooh, that's a good one. MashaAllah. That woke you up at least. SubhanAllah. That's a beautiful smile. Not Man Reza. MashaAllah. Come on now. What else could it be? It's not that. Not far away.
Hero on of namaz.
Hero of namaz.
Hero
not,
of happiness.
Not the actual word I'm looking for.
Hero of Islam.
Hero of Islam. Subhanallah. Now all these things are beautiful, mashallah. And there's one like it's like it covers all.
Hero of hero of Islam. Imam
it starts
Ghazali.
With G.
Imam Ghazali.
Be a hero of Imam Ghazali.
No. Be a hero of Islam.
The letter starts with G.
Is it two words?
No, it's one word.
Oh.
Greatness.
That's close. That is close. Come on. Say that again.
Greatness.
It's that type of meaning.
Of good stuff.
That's very close. That's hot now.
Goodness.
Can you say that again?
Goodness.
It's goodness. Be a hero of goodness. SubhanAllah. Today's topic is be a hero of goodness. Do good things and do as many good things you can. That's our topic today. SubhanAllah. And why did we choose that topic today? We'll discuss that inshallah.
Because
shortly.
It's easy to guess.
Say again.
Because it's kind of easy to guess.
It's easy to guess.
Kinda.
Because of that. It's themed with our this month.
It's because you...
Which month are we in?
Rajab.
Rajab. We're in the month of Rajab. And this is the month we should make extra efforts in. Goodness. And good efforts. Good things. Yeah.
Because so it's you said to our smiling topic, at the start of the
program. But there's a theme behind it though. There's like a secret behind it. I didn't put that in the title. But there's a purpose why we want to talk about goodness today. There's like one sentence message that we want to give out today. Maybe that could be the quiz for you guys. You can have a guess. But before we do that, could we have a sentence? I want you to read a kalam. Start.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله آخری وقت میں کیا رو نہ کہ دنیا دیکھوں تو بس ایک ہی دن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں تو بس ایک ہی دن ہے میرے مولا میری آنکھیں مجھے واپس کر دے میرے مولا میری آنکھیں مجھے واپس کر دے تاکہ اس بار مجیب کے مدینہ دیکھوں اب تو بس ایک ہی دن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں میں کہا ہوں یہ سمجھ لو تو سنبھلے تو میں پھر گنبد حضرات دیکھوں اب تو بس ایک ہی دن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں کاش ایک بار یوں ہی رب سے رہو میری کاش ایک بار یوں ہی عمر رب سے رہو میری صبح کعبے میں اور پھر شام کو طیبہ اب تو بس کہی دون ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. That was a wonderful kalam and well recited by Hassan, mashallah. And this kalam was in the deep love of the city of Madinatul Munawwara, the city of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It expresses the person's love and feeling that I want to go to Medina, I want to visit the city of Medina, the city of Noor, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala allow us all to visit the blessed, the sacred lands of Makkah and Medina with our family as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, this is the time of the year, the month of Rajab, Sha'ban. Many people are traveling, they are going for Umrah trip, Hazri and Medina, and they are very lucky, they are very fortunate. And when you see anyone like this, when you become aware that one of your neighbor, one of your family member, one of your relative is going to visit the sacred lands of Makkah and Medina, then something should happen in your heart as well. Something in your heart, this dua should come out. Ya Allah, please call me as well. Yeah, try to increase that love, that longing, that bring that feeling to your heart. And inshallah, you know, if we are sincere and if you cry, and we ask, inshallah, we'll get that opportunity one day. And the call will come, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Now, Alhamdulillah, in the program, we're back to our segment, My Islam. And our discussion is, be a hero of goodness. The question is, how can I become a hero of goodness? I'm going to ask this question to the panel here, and I want them to mention at least one way. Okay, there's loads of ways, but one way that you think someone can become a hero of goodness. Okay, so I want you to think something. Okay, not say it right now. I'm going to go around shortly. So please think something interesting. Okay, but before we do that, just a reminder to everyone out there, we've got a quiz of the day. And what's the quiz? The quiz is, where is the blessed shrine of Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? That's a question. And we're looking for the place. Okay, the place. And if you want to mention the country, you can mention the country as well. Right, whilst we are in the studio, tell me one way how someone can become a hero of goodness. What would you suggest?
I would suggest going out in the public and start reading notes and then tell people that this religion is good and stuff. Try making people think that this religion is the best religion.
SubhanAllah, which Alhamdulillah, Islam is the best. Islam is the only true religion. MashaAllah. I want to expand on this. I think I know what you're trying to say, but the way you said it, you said, okay, you could go out on the streets and just keep reading knots everywhere.
No,
what do you mean? Explain. With the mic next to you, Ali's on your case. He's going to be counting.
You can read.
If he's awake, he's going to be counting how many times you're speaking without the mic close to your mouth. That's still not close to your mouth.
You can read Quran in front of someone.
In events, local events, home mehfils, or if there's a program in local masjid, then you should go attend and maybe speak to the management. Look, I want to read an ad. No, have that courage. Is that what you're trying to say? Have that confidence and read kalam in front of audience. That will encourage other people as well to be good as well. Is that what you're trying to say? MashaAllah.
Yeah.
Okay, put your hand down now. You don't have to cover your face every time. MashaAllah. Ji Arkam Bhai, what would you say? One way how a kid can become a hero.
By reading the most.
SubhanAllah. That's true. There's someone who's punctual, who's regularly reading namaz. He's a real hero. Yeah. And through that, sometimes people say, I've got a bad habit. All of us. I'm just going to echo the same words what Brother Arkam has just said. One way to become a hero of goodness is to pray your namaz. Pray namaz. Read 5 times a day. And Alhamdulillah, there's obviously so many benefits of doing this. But one of the benefits of doing this is a lot of us complain. We've got loads of bad habits. Some things that we do sometimes, we don't want to be doing. And we've got some bad habits in us and they become second part of our nature and we can't get rid of them. You know why we can't get rid of them? Because they're so connected with our heart that we're so attracted, we're so addicted towards them, we can't just get rid of them. And if you are punctual in your namaz, you're reading your salah 5 times a day, you're waking up in the morning, you're performing your wuzu, you're doing your wuzu properly the way it should be done, and you're performing your salah the way it should be performed, you're meeting the requirements of the namaz, and Alhamdulillah, you're enjoying yourself, you're doing, you're reading namaz with love and focus, Alhamdulillah, what will happen? A time will come, that addiction that you've got for the wrong things, that won't be there anymore. It won't exist. Think this way. By reading namaz, you're making Allah happy. You made friends with Allah. You made Allah happy. Now, if Allah's happy with you, then it is Allah who will take that addiction away from your heart. That you won't even have that feeling. You won't have that attraction towards the bad things anymore. Because you've got a new attraction. You've got a new addiction now, which is namaz. SubhanAllah. So please, try to perform, not try, we should always perform our salah, whatever the circumstances. If you're traveling, if you're at home, if you're unwell, if you're healthy, If you're young, if you're old, whatever the circumstances, we need to perform our salah. And if I was to go a bit more detail into this, if you're healthy, you're normal, you're going to perform namaz by standing. But if you're so unwell that you can't perform salah by standing, and if you meet the requirements, then you need to perform your salah by sitting. You can't say, okay, I can't stand now, I don't have to pray. No, then you read namaz by sitting. And if you can't read namaz by sitting, then if you meet the requirements, in that case, you can read namaz by lying down. And then even in the stage that someone is lying down, is so unwell, but he can't move his hands, he can't move the limbs, he can't. In that case, he will remain in one place and he will still pray salah with the tongue. But we won't say that namaz is forgiven for him, that he doesn't have to pray anymore. No, we need to perform our namaz. We are humans. We are the men of Allah. Allah Ta'ala created us for this purpose, to worship. And it's important that we remain, you know, firm and strong with regards to acting upon this command. So one way to become a hero of goodness is by performing salah 5 times a day, inshallah azza wa jal. Now we're going to turn this way, mashallah. Who wants to go first? Come on then, Ali wants to go first. So Ali, can you tell me, how can someone become a hero of goodness?
Someone can become a hero of goodness by learning and teaching Islam, because teaching Islam is the best job.
Subhanallah, that was a young speaker in front of you, mashallah, giving you the message, learn and teach Islam. Subhanallah, that is proud of you, Ali. Finally, you woke up. Subhanallah, that was clever. That was clever, mashallah. Well done. Come on then. So we've got Baba Ali now. It's Baba Hassan.
By being kind, because you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't make people Muslim just because of like jihad and fighting. Mostly people became Muslims because of his manners. He was a very akhlaq. Kind person, akhlaq.
Subhanallah, people accepted Islam by seeing the beautiful characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by seeing the manners, the akhlaq, the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, these are the kids here. They're sharing some important messages for us. I'll give it a try. Let's see. Okay, should we do a game before we do it? Before I actually say it. I want you to guess, especially the kids here. I want you to guess. I've got something in my mind I want to say. To become a hero of goodness, you need to do this. One way to become a hero, you need to do this. What is that? What am I thinking? You have to guess.
You need to have iman.
Having iman, the obviously,
hint,
but
hint.
That's not the one thing
hint.
I'm thinking.
The hint.
I can't give you a hint.
A way to become a hero of goodness is to read your 5 times a lot. That's what you're thinking?
MashaAllah, that's good.
What
you already have said, I'm not going to say any of them. If that makes it hard.
To be a hero of goodness.
But
do something.
Be good.
Be good. Mashallah. It's not far from there, by the way.
By helping the Muslims.
Helping the Muslims. I think it's time where you help yourself.
By being welcoming to the non-Muslims. So
to wider communities, yeah.
Listen to your parents.
Okay. I'm going to give you... It's a small sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have to guess the first word of the sentence. Okay. So something... Obviously, you have to guess what the word is. Something... Let me take the sentence now. In good actions.
Sincerity in good actions.
Oh, that's nice. That. Wow, that's beautiful. That's not what I'm thinking.
Ikhlaq in good actions.
Is it close?
Akhlaq in good actions.
Ikhlaq.
Ikhlaq. No.
What's the one?
Ikhlas, you mean? You're trying to say ikhlas. Ikhlas and sincerity is... They're not brothers. They're the same. The one is that?
Is
quickly, before we move on.
Is there something to do with what they said?
Good actions. Come think. Come on, Ali.
So can you repeat the...
Is it like something to do with what they said?
I've given you a big clue. Something in good actions. What should you do? You should...
Pray in good actions.
Pray in good actions?
Read Quran
in good actions.
You should read Quran. In good actions?
I said that one. Okay.
Read Quran in good actions. What Ali? What's happened to you? Reading Quran is one of good actions. I don't know what's happened
you
to Ali.
You should do it for the person.
So something in good actions. Come on quickly.
Good question in good actions.
Questioning good actions. I think they're losing out.
Intention.
I think let's turn to the big brother now.
Intention in good actions.
That's a good
one. I said intention.
That's awesome. Wow. Subhanallah. Where did you get that from?
He got it from me. I said intention.
Are you sure?
Intention, yeah.
Maybe. He's telling the truth. I thought you probably got it from, you climbed up into the space and he got it from there.
No.
Probably got it from the aliens.
But is intention and sincerity not the same thing?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. I think kind
sincerity
of.
Sincerity and intention.
They're close, aren't they?
So, yeah.
So what did I say to that? No.
No.
So same answer as you. Subhanallah. That was a nice one though.
Will we be trying?
I think they've got a tough challenge. I think we should carry on with that challenge.
What's the answer?
Should we go to
Al-Dubai? Can you say first letter?
Yeah. We're not the mind readers.
You're not the mind reader. Okay, close though. Let's turn to Arkham Bayan. Let's see what Arkham Bayan thinks.
What's the first letter?
The first letter. I can't tell you that. I've got a feeling.
No more than good
I've
actions.
Got a feeling the big brother.
I already said that.
Arkham Bayan is going to get it right.
Yeah, he knows it.
Because,
I've got a feeling. Let's see.
You told him before the program. No, you told him before the program.
If he can meet the standards. Come on then. Let's put him on the spot. So come on, something in good actions.
I actually don't know. Worry in good actions.
Worry
in good actions.
Can you say that again? Worrying in good actions.
Hurry. Like, be quick in good actions.
What does that mean?
Don't delay. Like, do it now.
Act today.
Do it now. Don't wait to do good,
Act today in good actions.
Who agrees with that? Oh, they all agree with this.
I agree with it as well.
It's hurry in good actions. Hurry up in good actions or hurry in good actions. That's what I was thinking. MashaAllah, if you want to become a hero of goodness, hurry in good actions. And this is one of the best times. This is one of the best time of the year. Whilst we are preparing ourselves for the beautiful month of Ramadan. Let's not wait for Ramadan. A lot of us, we have a Ramadan checklist, don't we?
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to do this in Ramadan and I'm going to do that as well. And this and then and this. We have a Ramadan checklist. A lot of us have good intentions. And we're not doubting your intentions. You have good plans for Ramadan. That's your way of, you know, honoring the beautiful month of Ramadan. But why wait for Ramadan to open the Quran? Why wait for Ramadan to start praying? Why wait for Ramadan to give charity? Why don't we start that now? And one of the sunnah we learn, one of the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is, we learn from the prophetic traditions that if you have made an intention to do something good, you've made that intention, okay, I'm going to do this. For example, something came to your mind and you said, okay, inshallah, I'm going to give £5 towards a masjid. You've made that intention. You're ready for it. Now don't wait for Jummah. Don't wait for next month. Don't wait for Shaaban, Ramadan. Don't wait for Eid. If you made this intention, you got a firm feeling, a goal that, like, yes, I want to do this good action. I want to give £5 to the masjid, or I want to do certain good action. And don't wait. Just do it. There's a concept that we shouldn't delay in good actions. Now I'm going to turn back to Brother Arkham here again, and I'm going to ask him a question. Why should I not delay in good action? What could I encounter if I delay in good actions?
So when you want to do a good action, Shaitan doesn't want you to do that good action.
The Shaitan can come in the way.
Yeah, so as soon as you make that intention, Shaitan's going to come and try and stop you from doing that good action. Now, if you don't do it straight away, you think, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm going to do it next week, or next month, or I'm going to wait till Ramadan, then Shaitan's got more time to stop you from doing that action. And that normally happens, you know, when we say, okay, I'm going to start doing this, I'm going to read this book, but I'm going to start next week. Or I'm going to do this action, whatever good action, I'm going to start in 2 weeks, or I'm going to start in Ramadan. By the time that 2 weeks comes, or that Ramadan comes, you've already forgot about that good action that you were going to start. So if you start it straight away, you're more likely to do it. If you leave it and you think, I'm going to do it in the future, more likely you're not going to do it. it's more likely something's going to happen to stop you doing the action. More excuses will come in your mind. The longer you leave the action, the more you'll have excuses. You think about, I'm going to start reading the book, you'll plan it straight away that, okay, I've got time. If you leave it a day, you leave it 2 days, you'll start thinking, no, I need to do this as well. I need to do this as well. I need to do this. I don't have time now. The more longer you leave it, the more excuses that will come to your mind and less likely you are to do the action.
And mashallah, you clarified it really well. There's one more thing that can come and stop you from that good action.
Shaitan.
You might not end up even doing that. Other than shaitan. Let's see if Nomar Raza can do it. Come on, Nomar Raza. One more thing that if you say, okay, you made intention to do something good, but you say, okay, I'm going to leave it to Ramadan. Something can come in the way. You forgot.
So one thing that can come
and stop you from that good action, that you had the intention to do something, but you're not you're delaying it.
Like, you shouldn't ever say, I'm going to do this tomorrow, because you might not know if there is a tomorrow, if there is a next month or anything like that. You shouldn't have said that. You should do it straight away.
And that's a bit of... It's a deep message for everyone. All of us, it's a deep message. You know, for those people who like to, you know, start doing good things and they want to, like, leave a history behind, a memory. Yes, I started this good action on this day. Someone might say, okay, I want to start praying from my birthday, from my 10th birthday, from my 7th birthday, from my, I'm going to start praying from the beginning of Ramadan. I'm going to start praying from the Jum'ah. And by doing this, you're delaying in good actions. And one harm, like Noman Raza just said, is you might not even reach to that date. How do we know we're going to live up to that moment? You know, those people who have true honor for Ramadan, they have this feeling at the back of the mind that, what if I don't reach to Ramadan? Mm. What if I don't reach to Ramadan? What if I pass away before Ramadan? We see many people. Now, if you look at your society, your local area, now where we live in the northwest of UK, you know, we visited different masajid. We see, you know, we hear from different communities, there's two different funerals have taken place, three different funerals have taken place in same area. Now, regularly, in 1 week, 4 or 5 people have passed away. We've seen that in different cities. I'm talking about currently. So these people didn't reach to Ramadan. These people didn't reach to Shab-e-Barat, the 15th night of Shaban. You don't know. They didn't reach to next Friday. So when you've made an intention to do something good, you've done, you know, just to get to that level that you've made the intention to do good, that's awesome. Now you've achieved a big thing. You've hit the milestone, but now it's time to get it into action. So don't delay this. Hurry in good actions. And if you have this habit, inshallah, this will make you a hero of goodness. And it will really beautify your personality. People around you, they'll be so happy about you. They'll think good about you. I think that was a beautiful message that all collectively we've given. See, there's some ways how we can become a hero of goodness. So can we do a reminder for everyone? We're in the blessed month of Rajab. And this is the month to sow the seed of goodness. This is the time to plant the seed of goodness. We need to start making good efforts. Start preparing ourselves for the beautiful month of Ramadan. And then inshallah, when we meet the month of Sha'ban, we increase our efforts. We also, obviously, we should do dua. We should make dua and ask for forgiveness in this month as well. But also in the month of Sha'ban. Because Sha'ban is the month to water. The water, the seed, okay? The water, the plant of goodness. And but through your tears, through weeping, through asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then when we meet Ramadan, inshallah, we'll be physically, spiritually, mentally, we'll be ready for the month of Ramadan. If Allah allows us to reach to Ramadan, now we'll be able to maximize the blessings, the goodness of Ramadan, inshallah. Azza wa jal. Anything else you want to say? Any last message on this topic before we move on? Someone had a hand up. Who was it? They forgot. Okay, then it's time for us to move to our next segment of the day. Now we've got a few segments to cover and we're going to try to whiz through the segments. We're going to go quickly, okay? Are we ready?
Inshallah.
Are we ready? Subhanallah. We're trying to wake our Ali, Baba Ali. Right. The next segment. Did you know? It's called Did You Know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? The question is, do these kids know what we're going to talk about? Okay, I'm going to, because times, we're fighting with time today. People fight with people. We're fighting with time today. Okay, so I'm going to go straight to the topic. Our topic is sacred months. That's interesting. Subhanallah. But here we refer to the four sacred months. In the Islamic calendar, how many months do we have?
12
months in the Islamic calendar. Okay. Does anyone know all the names?
Yes.
Come on then, look at the camera there and let's see if you can say all the names correctly. Okay. Come on.
Muharram, Safar, Rabi al-Awwal, Rabi al-Thani, Jamadi al-Ula, Jamadi al-Akhir, Rajab and Shaban. Sha'ban. Ramazan, Ramazan, Ramazan and Shaywan. Anzul Ka'da, Anzul Hijjah. These are the months of Islam.
Ramadan. The months of Islam. MashaAllah, that's a good try. Well done. SubhanAllah. Right, all these months are beautiful. They're the months of Islam, in the Islamic calendar. However, there's some of these months, they are known as, in the prophetic tradition, in the Hadith part, and from the Quran, we learn that there are some months which are known as the sacred months. And there are four of them. And even like in the ancient times, the people used to honor these months. So four months. I want you to remember, mention four. Which one are they? Come on. Rajab is one of them.
Sha'ban is one of them.
Is it?
I think so.
So you do your four. Let's see how many you get
and
right.
And then Ramadan is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I'm thinking.
Just choose any. Come on.
Then it's...
3, 2, 1.
Don't know.
Which month is that? Don't know. I've never heard that month before. Rajab was right.
The restaurant?
I think...
They're not on that list.
Was Ramadan?
They are sacred. They're important.
But was Ramadan right?
No, Rajab. From that list that we're talking about, the four sacred months.
I think I know two.
You want to have a try? Let Hassan have a try first.
I think I only know two.
No, that's
one.
There's a reason. Come on.
Rajab. Rabi al-Awwal.
Subhanallah.
Muharram. Rabi al-Awwal. Did he say Shaywal?
I don't know. No, he didn't say
Shaywal.
Why say Shaywal? He said Shayban and Shaywal. Say Sha'ban with the Zabar and Ayn. Sha'ban
Shawwal.
Shawwal.
Sha'ban is not one of them.
Which one did you say again? You
said Sha'ban is not one of them.
I said Shawwal, Rajab, Ramadan, and Rabi al-Awwal.
How many did you get right?
No, not Ramadan.
Right.
Not Ramadan. And no, not Ramadan.
You only mentioned one of them. Okay, now it's time to turn this way. Right, let's see if you can get it right. Noman Raza.
Rabi al-Awwal. Rajab.
Rajab.
Oh, you know those two. Is it Muharram?
Muharram.
I'm just taking wild guesses.
One more, come on.
Can someone give me a clue?
The month of Hajj is done it.
I forgot that one.
3, 2, 1.
Zulhijjah.
You got two right. Okay. The ones you mentioned. Which ones though? Choose the three that you mentioned. You can't mention the third one, the fourth one, because someone else told you. The three that you mentioned yourself, choose two of them as the final answers.
Rajab
and Rabi al-Awwal. That's one. Rajab is one. Come on then, let's turn to Big Brother. Arkan Bhai, can you help us out here? Four sacred months in the Islamic calendar.
You have it on your phone.
You have them on your phone. That's cheating. But these 4 months in particular, when we talk about the honorable months, they refer to these 4 months. Okay, one is Muharram, Rajab,
Dhul-Qa'dah,
Dhul-Hijjah. Now, if you look at them, this is for Ali now. So let's look at them again.
Muharram,
Rajab,
Dhul-Qa'dah,
Dhul-Hijjah. I want you to tell me which of these months, how many of these months are together in the calendar? There are three. The three of them are together. Which ones? They come close, like one after the other. Muharram, Rajab,
Dhul-Qa'dah,
Dhul-Hijjah. From these, there are 3 months. From after these four, there are 3 months. They come one after the other in the Islamic calendar.
I think it's Dhul-Qa'dah.
It's definitely Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah.
I'm looking for three.
Is it Muharram, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah? No.
You have to say that order as well.
Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah.
Muharram is first, isn't it?
Muharram,
the 3 months are together.
Muharram, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah.
Say that again.
Muharram, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah.
So Muharram is the first month in the Islamic calendar. And then the next month is Safar.
So how did you join them together?
Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Rajab.
No, it can't be though, because after Rajab is Shaban.
Is it Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Rajab?
How?
Rajab is just before Shaban, the seventh month.
Oh, I think I know now.
Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah are 11 and 12.
Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram.
MashaAllah, you got it right. He's gobsmacked him. Ali,
how
can he get it right? look. Dhul-Qa'dah is number 11. Dhul-Hijjah is number 12. What's after Dhul-Hijjah?
Muharram.
So three of them are together in the Islamic calendar, and they, we need to make sure we honor them, we respect them, we do many good things. Rabi'ul Awwal, subhanAllah, is the month of the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan is the month of Quran. Shaban is so special as well. We have the night of Shab-e Barat, the night of power, the night of forgiveness. 15th night of Shaban. So all these months are so important. But when we mention the 4 months, which one are they again?
Muharram,
Rajab,
Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah.
MashaAllah. So the kids out there, make sure you remember them, you learn them, you keep them in your mind and respect these months. Now it's time for us to move to our next segment. Okay, we're just going to go quickly into these segments now. Next segment is Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Right, we've got Baba Ali. He's busy. Baba Ali is already thinking which Islamic personality we're going to be talking about today.
On the sixth of Rajab.
Ooh, is that personality that we mark the day of 6th of Rajab? I'm not sure it's the 6th of Rajab. I'm not aware of that. But it's a personality we're going to talk about today. It's Sayyiduna. And then the name. Who could it be?
He said it literally in the morning.
It's one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yeah,
Sahabi
he said
of
it.
The
I know that.
Wasn't it a Wali Allah?
No.
Wasn't it?
All the Sahaba are Wali Allah as well.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So this is someone whose name, I think Hassan got the answer.
Does it start with a G?
It starts with G. Come on, Sayyiduna. Come on, can you say the name then? Come on, Hassan. Hassan's going to say it. Okay, look at the camera.
Sayyiduna Salman al-Farsi, may Allah be pleased with him.
Sayyiduna Salman Farsi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is one of the great honorable personality of Islam. He is one of the Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Anything that comes to mind? Anything you want to share?
Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned he lived a very long life.
Wow.
According to some reports, either 250 years or 350 years. That's how long Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived. And there's quite a few stories attached with Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But one great speciality of Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored him with something special. Like all the companions are special, but Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one sentence, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored him hugely. The Prophet wasallam said about Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Salman is from my family.
Allah.
The Prophet wasallam said to a companion who's from not from Arab Sharif, he's from somewhere far, far away.
Allah.
He came from far, far away, finding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about him that Salman is from my family. This one sentence, it shows us how special this great companion is.
Today, alhamdulillah, we have the honor of remembering one of the great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there are some historic moments from his blessed life. Inshallah, maybe on another day, we'll get a chance to talk about those beautiful facts about his life and his great personality, inshallah. Now we're going to move on to our next segment of the day. I think it's our fourth attempt on this segment. It looks like at least third, if not fourth attempt to start this segment. Because every time, no, we don't have time to do the segment. So today we're going to go have a try on this segment. It's Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Right there, it's Sunnah and Manners. Today we're going to talk about
smiling.
Subhanallah. Come on then, should we do a smiling practice then? Remember, smiling practice, not scaring practice. We don't want you to scare people. Some people change the mood a bit. Sometimes when people smile, especially those people who struggle to smile, generally their personality is such that they can't smile. And then when they try to smile, they over smile. I don't know if that's the right word. And when they over smile, it doesn't look appealing. And maybe it's time that some people should practice smiling front of the camera or front of a mirror, and look at yourself when you smile and get that balance right. Don't over smile, get the balance there, so it's more appealing, more pleasant feeling for the people who are watching you. Okay, so you don't want to smile in such a way that you're over smiling, you're doing something and then people are laughing at you, like, in a way that they're making a joke of you. You don't want to be doing that as well. So however, because we talk about smiling today, smiling is one of the sunnah of the beloved Prophet. Remember, smiling and laughing, they're two different things, aren't they? What's laughing? Can one of the kids tell me? What's laughing? Come on, Ali. Making noise, yeah? Is that what, do you agree with him? Or do you disagree?
Kind of like, but like just making noise. Making noise,
yeah, laughing out loud, that is it.
Making loud, yeah?
No, like you're smiling in a happy mood, but you're making that noise. That's called laughing. That's not encouraged in Islam. Okay? That's not from the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, smiling is sunnah. Okay? Smile is so that you bring a beautiful gesture out. And you spread your lips and you smile, but you don't make that noise. You don't make that noise and that laughing thing that people do when they're with their friends. So smiling is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try to smile as much as we can. However, sometimes you have to look at the circumstances, the environment around you. Say you're going to visit your family. Normally you would smile, won't you? But you're visiting a family on a sad occasion. You know, may Allah give them long and healthy life, but someone passed away. You're visiting a family or a neighbor, and now you're meeting that person, and you say, smiling is sunnah. So now you go there, and the first thing you do is you smile at that person. That person's crying. Someone's passed away. They've had an accident. Something's happened in the family. They had a robbery or whatever's happened. It's so sad. So now we need to change that style. Okay, so smiling, but there's a place for everything as well. Generally, we should smile, but we should also look at the circumstances as well. So sometimes that could have a wrong meaning. For example, if you smile at that occasion, then what would the other person think? I said, what do you think? What would the other person think?
After answering this, can I ask you a question?
There's only 2 minutes left. We've got another segment to do.
Okay, so
you can ask me after the program.
So, if you're smiling at a sad occasion, they think that you're happy that something bad happened to them.
Yes, mashallah, that's really good, and that's something we need to realize. So, if you smile at the wrong time, then maybe you didn't have that wrong intention, put the person in front of you, he'll take a wrong meaning of it. And instead of like being happy about it, he's going to say, okay, you know, he's smiling, he's happy that like a calamity has struck me. Something happened, like someone had a robbery in my house and that guy is smiling. That's not the right way. So we need to look at the circumstances before we do anything. Just quickly, we move on to our final segment of the day. It's harmful habits.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
We're in the final moments of the program and it's harmful habits. Right, it's time to bully someone. Like, who should we bully? Should we choose one person?
Let's choose a Baba in this program, the biggest Baba here.
Right, let's bully two people. Okay. Oh, come on, that's the topic today, bullying. That's one bad habit that people have. Some people, they don't realize, but they've got a habit of bullying others.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, like pushing people on the ground.
It's wrong. It's not nice. You want to say something?
Yeah, like pushing people on the ground.
It could be anything.
It's not
it could be pushing. It could be pushing. It could be saying
mental
something.
Mental bullying.
Wrong. Can you say that again?
Mental bullying.
How can you mentally?
Like someone can say something and it affects your mental health.
It can affect. Yeah. Wow. That's deep. You got third Baba in the house as well. He's telling you some very
and then
wise things here.
You get depressed, and that can lead to some other stuff like. Different depressions or something like
you're
different
actually,
phases.
Right? This can happen. So please, everyone out there, please remember, bullying is not a good thing.
Mm.
If there's anyone who's got this habit, get rid of it. It doesn't look good on you. It brings bad image about you. You might think, okay, I bully everyone. I'm the boss. No, I've got the power. It's not always like that. You might think, you know, you're the big man here, but remember, by bullying, you're not making friends. Your teachers are not happy with you. Your parents are not happy with you. You're losing friends. You're a loser. So that's why we need to get rid of bullying. Be nice to each other. And we need to study this topic as well. Bullying is a very big topic. And there's so many different ways of how you can bully. Bullying is not all about just pushing someone. It's break time. Every break time in school, you're pushing someone, pushing them to the corner, banging them, you know, on the walls. It's not always that. There's different ways of bullying. And one of the ways that what Noman has just highlighted is by sometimes you might say something and someone is being bullied emotionally, mentally, and that you've just said something, that person like stressing over it so much. Yeah, so that's something we need to realize. And if there's anyone who's watching this program who's being bullied, speak to an adult, speak to a family member, speak to someone who you trust, speak to your teacher, let them know. Don't just leave it to yourself. Don't just be bullied. So please keep that in your mind. May Allah Ta'ala get rid of this habit. Just before we go, we are going to give the answer of the day as well. But in the program, we said we got two Babas. Yeah? Baba Ali and Baba Hassan. Yeah. Obviously, we do it for the fun, mashallah. But how can we have two Babas in one studio, one house?
Maybe you should stop.
People struggle to deal with one Baba. We got two Babas here. That's like a miracle. We'll find out after the program. Right, it's time for us to get to the right answer. What was the question? Can anyone remember the question? Come on, Ali.
Where the shrine of... I forgot the name.
Starts with a G.
I'm not surprised. Where is the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Do you know the answer? Anyone?
The third Baba will give the answer.
Come on, then. Third one gives the answer. Are you going to give the answer?
You're the fourth Baba. How are you the fourth Baba? You're older.
This is prime example of Babas. Three Babas making excuses. Anyway, the answer is on the screen. It's Ajmer Sharif in India. Where is the blessed shrine?
In
Ajmer
India.
Sharif. Say it.
In India. Ajmer.
Say this
Ajmer,
word as well.
Ajmer
Sharif.
Ajmer Sharif in India.
Thousands of people. They travel from really far away. From different cities, they travel hours and hours away, miles apart. They travel to get there. They travel from different countries to pay their respect at the blessed shrine of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, after many centuries, even today as well. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Khaja Ghaib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that personality who is celebrated on 6th of Rajab, because that's the day of passing away of this great personality. May Allah ta'ala shower blessings upon his resting place. May Allah ta'ala allow us to take benefit from his teachings and his spiritual blessings, inshallah, from him as well, inshallah. Now it's time for us to say goodbye. But we don't say goodbye. What do we say?
I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.